We're going to go over to Newaygo County right now.
Run up to Frankenmuth, Michigan.
But we're going to run down to Birmingham right now, Birmingham, Michigan.
We're up at Northwood University. And
we're go over to South Haven, Delaney, Eastern Michigan University.
You'll be hearing us from all over the place, but that's the beauty of this broadcast.
Now, from the studios in downtown Lansing, it's Chris Holman's Business Beat.
And that's where we are in our studios, and you are welcome to stop in here anytime and kind of see the sausage made. Right now, however, we're going to run down to Detroit and spend a little time with our good buddy Glenn Stevens. He's the executive director of Mish Auto, vice president of automotive and mobility initiatives with the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce. And Glenn, it's always good to spend time with you. And listen, let's start out with kind of just a iteration, explanation of what Mish Auto is.
Well, certainly, Chris, and thanks for the opportunity to chat. We have an automotive community in Michigan that is unparalleled. As you know, the density of the OEMs, the car companies, the suppliers, the technology companies, university research, tool and die shops, nothing like it exists in the world. And what we decided a few years ago was we needed an association and a community that spoke for and advocated for and represented. And really, one of the main focus areas is to work on the talent pipeline for this industry. So Mish Auto was formed to do that. It's part of the Detroit Regional Economic, the Chamber's Economic Development department and group, and it's also a statewide industry association. So we are the organization that promotes, retains, and grows the automotive and now next generation mobility industry in Michigan.
Yeah, in many ways is supplemental to their success, and of course the success of our whole state is contingent upon the success of that automotive industry. Now, you do a lot of things, but one of them just happened the other day, and that's your summit.
Yes, as I mentioned, our focus really is on the talent pipeline. And we look at it very holistically. Our primary objective is the students and the young people in our state to get them interested in and connected with the fact that the auto industry is a very high-tech, very growth and, you know, very global industry. And so focusing on those students, getting them to be attracted to our industry and to want to stay and live and work and play in Michigan. But we also look at, we're very involved with immigration reform, bringing veterans back into the workforce, reskilling and retraining of people. But our primary focus right now is talent. And on Wednesday the 10th, we had our annual Mish Auto Summit, and our focus was to connect students with the industry that day.
Well, and, you know, it's interesting because the talent issue, not only in the automotive industry, but in all industries in the state of Michigan, and in some cases, it's not that we don't have talent within our workforce, it's that we just don't, in many cases, have the numbers, have the bodies, so to speak.
That's correct. There are people out there, but we have to make sure that they have the skills and the talent required for the jobs that are available. And the jobs that are available are changing very dramatically. So whether you look at the factory floor or you look at somebody working on advanced engineering in the automotive industry, the digital skills of today's workforce are so dramatically different. And so, yes, coding is important, but even to be able to, you know, run a CNC machine and to work in the tool and die industry, you've got to have digital skills today like never before. And so those technical skills, those digital skills, and those are really important. And making sure that our people have them for the future is really what's going to drive economic growth for us in the future in Michigan.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Business is reaching deeper and deeper into the education systems. And, you know, you've got companies now that are going into middle schools or inviting middle school students to job fairs like this to just say, look at what we do and get an interest. Because even when you're talking about things like a CNC operator, that is not something that you say, come on, in 2 months we'll have you ready and you'll be going. It takes 2-3 years to develop those types of skills.
It does, and there's great programs out there. And we had actually a lot of junior high students with us. So had a lot of community college and a lot of university students that came from all over the state, from as far away as in Houghton at Michigan Tech to Grand Rapids, Flint, Metro Detroit. And, you know, our speakers, it was really designed for the speakers to connect and tell their stories. And probably the best guy to kick it off was Ken Washington, who's the CTO and Vice President of Advanced Research at Ford. And he talked to these students and with the industry about the opportunity that the industry has and the motivation that they need. And in fact, he was very, very inspiring yesterday.
You know, it's interesting. You had a wonderful lineup of speakers and information that came forward. But just the case that it is not any longer the automotive industry, it is the mobility industry, tells you about the change that's taking place there.
It is. We put the world on wheels. We like to say that very frequently. And we believe, our group and others in the industry, that we have the opportunity to solve global issues of congestion and climate change and pollution and hyper-urbanization and safety, that being number one, with what we call next-generation mobility solutions. And these are the different ways and different forms of transportation that are going to move data, goods, people, and services into the future. So it's really critical for Michigan to not only maintain its presence as an automotive capital and epicenter, but we have to lead in the development of next-generation mobility solutions.
And so we are, with the help of Glenn Stevens, the Executive Director of the Mich Auto, Vice President of Automotive and Mobility Initiatives with the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for joining us, Glenn. We're going to be right back. You're listening to the Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. Stick around.